Welcome to today's deep dive. Usually when you think about accountability for a massive public works project like a new highway or, a hospital, you probably picture hard hats and ribbon-cutting ceremonies.
Right, exactly. Or like politicians shaking hands for the cameras.
Yeah, but today we're actually looking at a single official primary source document. It's just one seemingly boring bureaucratic page, but it's the legal sign-off for the Western Cape government's Department of Infrastructure. Specifically, their annual operational plan for April 2025 to March 2026.
Which sounds incredibly dry, I know, but it's so easy to gloss over government paperwork. The thing is, before a single road is actually paved, we really have to understand who is legally on the hook for these multi-million dollar promises.
Exactly. So our mission today is to look past all that bureaucratic jargon and examine what is essentially the ultimate receipt of accountability.
Well said. Because this specific document legally binds the department to three very specific things. First, it proves management actually prepared the plan. Second, it confirms it aligns with all the legislative mandates.
Okay. And the third?
Third, it certifies that it accurately reflects the performance goals they set out in their annual performance plan.
Right. So this is basically the government's version of a you break it, you bought it clause.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's like the ultimate blood oath of project management, saying, like, I promise we have the money, the legal right, and the plan to build what we say we're going to build.
I mean, that is a really good way to frame it. And the person taking that oath here is Advocate Chantal Smith. She is the accounting officer and head of department.
Right. And just to be clear for you listening, an accounting officer isn't just, a senior bookkeeper, right?
Yeah.
How heavy is that burden for her?
Oh, it is massive. In government terms, if millions go missing or a huge project collapses because of negligence, she is the one who gets legally summoned to answer for it.
Wow.
Yeah. Her signature approves the entire provincial infrastructure grid.
Okay. But she doesn't pour the concrete herself, obviously. She relies on her senior management to actually execute this plan.
Exactly. Yeah.
And looking at the executive roster provided in this source, the people in charge of finance, strategy, public works, there's a really glaring pattern that kind of, well, it undercuts to the weight of that signature.
Yeah, it really does. So you have Labika Sherman, who is fully appointed as the Deputy Director General for Human Settlements. But then you look at the titles for the rest of the leadership team listed on the page.
Right. The Chief Financial Officer, the Heads of Strategy, Public Works Infrastructure, Transport.
Yep. And the Expanded Public Works Program, too.
And every single one of those last five leaders has the word acting in brackets right next to their title.
Which is wild.
It is. I mean, almost the entire senior executive team is technically temporary. It's like boarding a massive long-haul flight, looking into the cockpit, and realizing the co-pilot, the navigator, and the chief engineer are all just filling in.
That is a terrifying analogy, but it's very accurate.
Right. So how does a government department lock in an entire year's worth of concrete infrastructure plans when the vehicle meant to deliver them is steered by a temporary crew?
Well, to understand that, we really have to look at why governments rely so heavily on acting roles in the first place. It often comes down to systemic bottlenecks.
Like what? Like hiring freezes and things like that?
Exactly. Prolonged hiring freezes, pending departmental restructuring, or just incredibly lengthy security vetting processes for permanent hires. But the government still needs someone to sign the daily checks and approve contracts,
Right.
So they just plug the gaps with acting managers.
But surely that impacts long-term execution. Like, if I'm only in a job for 6 months, I am not going to champion a 10-year highway overhaul. I'm just trying not to crash the car.
Exactly. And that is exactly how these roles function in reality. Acting managers are heavily incentivized to avoid making bold multi-year decisions.
Right. They just want to keep the lights on.
Yes. Just maintain the status quo. So you end up with this fascinating tension embedded in the document. You have strict ironclad legal commitments for the 2025-26 financial year being signed into reality.
But the people architecting and executing those permanent plans might not have the long-term authority or even the political capital to actually see them through.
Precisely. Accountability isn't just about that single signature at the bottom of the page. It really requires stability in the entire structure supporting that signature to actually deliver the results.
It really reminds you that even the driest bureaucratic pages hold these fascinating stories about the realities of how our public systems operate.
Oh, absolutely. A single piece of paper can tell a story of huge, multi-million dollar ambitions resting on a foundation of temporary titles.
So true. Well, for you listening, We'll leave you with this to mull over. Next time you see a massive new public works project being built or you hit a bad pothole on a stalled highway, ask yourself something.
Was the architect behind this multi-year plan a permanent visionary?
Or just someone keeping the seat warm?